Where were you when the world stopped turning that September day? Out in the yard, your wife and children working on some stage in L.A. Did you stand there in shock at the sight of that black smoke rising against that blue sky? Did you shout out in anger and fear for your neighbor? Or did you just sit down and cry? Did you weep for the children who lost their dear loved ones? Pray for the ones who don't know? Did you rejoice for the people who walked from the rubble and sob for the ones left below? Did you burst out in pride for the red, white, and blue? The heroes who died just doing what they do. Did you look?
That is one of the most moving songs ever written. Of course, Never Forget. That's in remembrance of all of those on 9/11. Welcome back to Eyes on the Outdoors, your host Ray I. We're having a wonderful Saturday morning. We're in our last segment of the show. And we're going to close out in remembrance of 9/11 with an incredible interview from Will Hamino. William J. Will Hamino was with the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey Police Department. He's an officer who survived the September 11th attacks in 2001. I met Will at the Legends of the Outdoors Hall of Fame. He gave one of the most moving, inspirational speeches I ever heard in public. And we became fast friends. I asked him to be on our radio show. And quite honestly, I can call Will up and we could do another interview. But this interview, I don't think can be repeated. It is incredible. You really need to listen to this. Bringing it back to you because I feel it's that important that you hear this. As we remember 9/11, and this week's radio show is in remembrance of all of those that lost their lives on 9/11. Here we go.
Just finished the Legends of the Outdoors Hall of Fame and met a wonderful young man, a hunter, one of us. There was actually a movie made, the World Trade Center in 2006. It was an American drama film directed by Oliver Stone. Last Man Out, him and his sergeant, Will Hamino. Hey, Will, good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Ray. How's everyone doing today?
We're doing good. Hey, great job at the Legends of the Outdoors Hall of Fame. What a moving, moving presentation you made, my friend.
Well, thanks. You know, first of all, I'm just honored that I was asked to be part of it. And like I tell everybody, you know, I just talk from my heart and I tell it the way it is and how much I love this country and what I went through. And I share that. And I always say as a survivor, I feel that that's my obligation to make sure that when I've given a venue to speak about the events of 9/11, I really try to inspire people as to how great this nation is, what we have here, our freedoms, and why we were attacked. We were attacked because of those freedoms. There's people out there who do not like that we have these freedoms and that we need to cherish them and protect them every single day.
You were buried alive for 13 hours. Tell our listeners a little bit about that on 9/11.
Well, yeah, on 9/11, you know, I was a rookie cop at the Port Authority Police of New York and New Jersey. We're a bi-state agency. We have the World Trade Center bus terminal, all the bridges and tunnels. And on 9/11, I went to work that day just like it did every other day and find myself down at the World Trade Center with other cops from my command, the bus terminal. Right. And three of us ran in with our sergeant, Sergeant John McLaughlin. And before you knew it, you know, we were between two towers. We were getting equipment by Tower 2. We were headed back to Tower 1 in between the towers. The first, what we heard was like, it sounded like a humongous just boom above us. And I could look and I saw a fireball and it was coming toward us. Sarge said, run toward this elevator shaft. He thought that basically it was a car bomb. And if it gets to the elevator shaft, the shafts might hopefully deflect some of the impact. But long story short, we ran in there. It was building two coming down on us. And unfortunately, that took two of our buddy's lives and left me and another officer, Dominic Pizzullo, and my sergeant buried alive. After a while, my buddy got free. He was trying to get me out when the Tower 1 came down. That took his life and left me and my sergeant fighting for our lives. And it was a long, long evening, a lot of pain, a lot of drama, a lot of things that I tell people I do not wish this upon anybody else. Except the Taliban member, yeah. Because it was so horrific. And, you know, that evening around 8 o'clock, I, you know, kept away, kept fighting the pain. I heard voices in the distance. I heard United States Marine Corps. Can anybody hear us? So it was two Marine reservists, Jason Thomas and Dave Carnes, and they found us, and then the cavalry came in, NYPD, who we work with, our brothers at the New York City Police Department, Scott Strauss, Patty McGee, and a civilian named Chuck Chirico, who was a paramedic, or a former paramedic. They jumped into this hole and put their lives on the line. And 3 hours worth of hard work to dig me out. And then I came out that evening, and I remember as I came out of the hole, that was the first time I cried that evening, because I remember looking up and I didn't see the towers. I said, where is everything? And a firefighter said, it's all gone, kid. And it broke my heart, because I knew how many people were inside the mall level between the two towers when everything happened, and we lost a lot of people. And then my sergeant came out the next morning about 23 hours, almost 24 hours. And, you know, we were the only two to survive from underneath the World Trade Center. There's about 15 or 16 people that survived during the collapses. Most of them were in a stairwell, thank goodness. But we're the only two to survive from under it, and it's a miracle. But I think it's a reflection on the American spirit and the human spirit. And, you know, I remember I was told that one of the last hijackers, the Masawi guy, they flew him over the Trade Center, and he looked down and he said, you know, good, I hope they all died. And there was a New York trooper there, and he said, knowing our story, he said, no, you didn't kill us all. And, you know, so that inspires me, that, you know, us as Americans, not all of us died there. We did survive, and we took a big hit. But having people come into the epicenter to save our lives, you know, and us trying to save other people's lives, shows you that what I tell my girls, there's more good in this world than bad.
Yep.
And I tell them that every single day. And that's why, you know, I will always fight for freedom. I always fight for the Constitution. I always fight for every freedom we have. You know, and one, for anyone listening here, the outdoors is freedom. So anybody who tries to take our freedom away, we need to fight, because people have died. Family members of ours, friends of ours, fellow Americans have served in the military, have fought, have died. And like I said at the Legends of the Outdoors, when I grab a flag, when I look at a flag, that flag is not made out of cloth. It is made out of the blood of patriots. And for us to give up our freedoms, it's disgracing. I mean, we shouldn't, you know. And us, as outdoorsmen, we need to get more kids involved, because the outdoors has been a backbone of this country, a heritage, you know, something that gets us in a place where you do understand freedom in a way, because when you see the sunrise, when you see that sunset, that's freedom. You know, I tell everybody that being a survivor, being that close to death, I appreciate every sunrise, every sunset. I appreciate the wind in my face. And these are things that when you're 6 feet under, you're not going to ever experience again. So you make every single day count. And here as Americans, let's fight for our rights to keep them so future generations can enjoy what we're enjoying today.
Amen, brother. Tell our listeners what you told us at the Legends and what you need to do.
I'm honored that I get to speak also to police academies and a lot of schools. And one of the things that happened to me down there was I was raised Catholic. And one of the things that I was always taught was faith, hope, and love.
Thank you.
You know?
Yep.
And that evening when I almost gave up, you know, I had a vision of Jesus. I tell people, I don't preach religion to whatever religion you want, but for me, I saw Jesus at a point where I was going to give up and die. And when I saw Jesus, it gave me a fire in my heart, in my soul, that I told the sergeant, we're going to get out of this hellhole. And if we're going to die, we're going to die on our terms, you know. And with faith, hope, and love, you know, I overcame that. And I tell everybody has their own World Trade Center. It could be you just was told you have cancer. You lost a loved one. And I tell the kids, it could just be a big test that you think you're not going to be able to overcome. But if you have faith in yourself or in your religion, if you have hope and you know that, hey, I'm going to be able to do this, and you have love, especially when it comes to a life and death situation, because for me, you know, all three of those things came into play to help me survive. And I know that if I can survive two buildings falling on us, 220 stories falling on us, there's nothing that you can't accomplish. And you know what? If you can't accomplish something, you can always look yourself in the face, you know, in the mirror and say, you know what? I did the best I could. And that night I said to myself, if I'm going to die, I'm going to die on my terms, not the terrorist terms. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to fight till the end, and at least if I pass, I know I did the best I could, and I'll be at peace with that. And that's something I tell the kids, especially the kids. I tell them faith, hope, and love. And I said, I don't have to preach religion, but if you're going to have faith, if you don't have faith in a religion, have faith in yourself. Don't give up on yourself, you know. And it's something that has been good feedback from the kids. You know, I have parents tell me, you know, my son or daughter, they heard your speech, you know, a year ago, and it's come into play in their lives. And I think that's important. All of us who have had experiences to share it with other people to make people better.
All right, my
and
brother.
I'm proud of that.
Thank you, Will. Appreciate you coming on the show and telling your story to our listeners this morning, my friend.
God bless you, and God bless everybody. And I wish everybody the best fall and safe hunting.
Thanks, buddy. We'll see you, my brother.
All right, keep safe.
Thanks for joining us for Eye on the Outdoors, award-winning radio show.
Brought to you by Mossberg Quality Firearms, built rugged, proudly American. Indian Creek Shooting Systems, quality waterfowl and turkey choke tubes. Thomas Coffee, the official coffee for Eye on the Outdoors.
Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company, home of the best damn beef jerky. Go to DoveCreekWagyu.com.
CFM, Conservation Federation of Missouri, at confedmo.org.
Z-Max, micro-lubricant for guns. Z-Max, made in America. RTP Outdoors, RTPOutdoors.com.
Thanks for joining us, and always be a positive role model for hunting, gun ownership, and conservation. We'll see you next time around the campfire. Be safe out there in the woods and on the water. Say goodbye, Peanut.
Still today, but there ain't no doubt I love this land.